you find someone.
Welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. You just heard Time Stands by Nathaniel Ratliff off of his new solo album, And It's Still Alright. I played the title track last week, but this... I actually can't decide which one I like better. Not that it really matters. It's all music, but this song is incredibly emotional, and I think he said they did it in... I can't quite remember. Two or three takes... just straight through, and he was in tears by the end of whatever the last one was. I couldn't remember the number, but I think it's an emotional song to listen to. But it seems to be even more emotional, you know, for him to play as the artist and composer of that song. So a really beautiful one from Nathaniel Ratliff. I'm still, you know, working my way through the album, I've listened to it through a couple times now, but I certainly recommend listening to the new one. But if not, his past work with the Night Sweats is some of my favorite, you know, newer music that's out there, and could not recommend it more. I think the most famous song that you might recognize is SOB, but it's very gritty and very kind of macho, and a little bit funny, to be honest. So this is a really interesting change of pace for him, but I think it's impressive the way he's kind of balanced those two styles, and a really, really beautiful piece of music. So we have some great songs coming your way. It's a beautiful early March day. I think it's like 73 degrees outside. So I hope you're all enjoying the warm weather. If you're local, if you're streaming from far away, hopefully it's warm there too. Hopefully everyone's staying healthy. I know it's been a hot topic, the virus going around, but hopefully that hasn't impacted daily life too much for people around the country and around the world. But hopefully everyone's staying healthy, as I said. But yeah, we'll get right back into it. I'll be joined shortly by my good friend Addie Ball. She was on the show 2 weeks ago. But I gave her the task of parking my car because I was running a little late. But I made it on time, and she'll be here in a few minutes, so we'll check in with her. But for now, we'll start it off with a classic from my favorite artist is the Beatles, and this is a Wings, Paul McCartney Wings solo song. Very famous, you'll probably know it. This is Jet.
Yeah. apology. Anybody else would surely know who's watching her go.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, first you heard Jet by Paul McCartney and Wings, a classic by Paul's main solo work, off of Band on the Run, which is probably my favorite of the Wings albums, followed by Tame Impala's Why Won't They Talk to Me, from Lonerism, which is their second album, which I might like the best. I haven't decided yet. I've talked about it a lot with my friend Scott, who we share a lot of music together. He's a big Currents guy, but I kind of like the little bit older sound of Lonerism. So that's kind of right in the middle of that. And next was the Doobie Brothers' What a Fool Believes. And we were joined by the lovely Addie Ball, and she suggested that one. So
hi, you guys. Huge thanks to Marshall for having me on the show. I love me
coming.
Some hand-me-down tunes. That song means a lot to me because not only was it one of my dad's favorite songs growing up, but also two of my buddies, Cole Jordan and Jack Dixon, and I used to listen to it during the summer. And as we know, today it's 70 degrees outside. Feels like summertime, doesn't it, Marshall?
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
And when the sun comes out, gotta play some happy tunes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I did start it off with a little bit of a emotional, sad song, but we're trying to change the vibes a little bit, make it a little more upbeat, a little happier.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely check the weather, so I started my day wearing my hoodie and a jacket
mm-hmm.
and jeans.
Well, you never know in Boston.
You do never know. It's very variable.
Yeah.
Very variable.
Very variable.
As they say.
Mm-hmm. Today there were about 100 people out on the Prez lawn. Nice to walk by.
Yeah.
See all the people enjoying that vitamin D.
Vitamin D. Very
vitamin
important.
Vitamin D. You
very
know,
important.
We don't
this
see
time
that
year.
A lot
no.
in March.
Yeah,
in Boston.
I haven't seen that in far too long.
Right.
Especially being in Copenhagen when the sun sets
yeah.
at 3 p.m.
No, in
it's
Paris.
Been a while.
Yeah. They call it like the gray city because it's consistently yeah. just cloudy.
Right. It was
yeah.
the exact same.
Oh my gosh.
In Denmark.
Miss it.
Miss it.
Speaking
oh,
of,
yeah. Speaking
our
of,
friends out in Europe, stay safe.
Stay safe. I mentioned that earlier, but specifically the ones in Europe.
Yeah.
My very dear friend,
and
Peter
Asia.
Knowlton, And Asia, yeah. I knew a few people that actually had to get sent home from China a while ago. But my closer friends were in Europe. My dear friend Peter, who's been on the show a couple times, he was in Padua.
I think
in English it's Padua.
It's like P-A-D-U-A, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Padua.
And then Padova in Italian. But it's like this little university town in northern Italy. And there weren't any confirmed cases in his town at the time that he got sent home from his program. But luckily he got out before they locked down, I think, the entire country. Mm-hmm. At this point.
Yeah. They're like the first major country to actually restrict movement.
Yeah.
Within the country.
So it started with Northern Italy.
Yeah.
And Padua is in Northern Italy. It's between Venice and Milan, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Milan has it pretty bad.
Milan has it really bad. I mean, it started in Northern Italy and is like moving south. But yeah.
So thankfully, thankfully he got out before the lockdown, but he's safely in Edinburgh.
Nice.
Visiting his girlfriend who's studying abroad there. He's hoping to travel around a little bit before he comes back, but we will see.
Yeah.
But crazy stuff. And Addy was supposed to go to Madrid.
Unclear. It's not looking too good for little old me. But it looks like Spain might be like the next big country after France, because France has the most confirmed cases at this point besides Italy.
Yeah.
But, we'll see. It's just all about staying safe.
Yeah. It's stressful, but...
It's a little stressful.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why we have music.
That's exactly why we have music.
Listen to some music.
So, I think we should probably play some more music.
I think so, too. It sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So, up next, we have a little bit of the Eagles coming
our
way.
Yeah, we do.
A little bit of Tequila Sunrise. I actually have two, I guess, alcohol-themed songs.
Uh-oh. Safe.
In the best drinking habits. Always important.
Another good thing to do in 70 degree weather is sitting outside and enjoying some safe drinking with your friends.
Safe drinking only.
Yeah.
Not that we would ever do that. But so this is Tequila Sunrise, and then we'll play a little bit of, I mean, how could you not in 70 degree weather, a little bit of Jimmy Buffett. So here is the Eagles.
Couldn't keep from coming. hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Funny you should ask, Al. I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
At the people I see, everybody's living the dream. Starring in the show that we film on our phones, taking photos for pretend magazines. I don't want silver, don't want the bronze. I won't play Potsy, I play the Fonz. Every time I see a shiny thing on a screen, I think, hey, maybe that could be me. I play the fines. Try to keep keep my head down and just not care. What's that over there? To be
it's all right. Oh, well, a touch of gray kind of suits you anyway. That was all I had to say. It's all right.
I'm your mirror.
Hello and welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, first, after that first break, you heard Tequila Sunrise by the Eagles, followed by It's 5 o'clock Somewhere, by Alan Jackson featuring Jimmy Buffett. I used to listen to that one as a small child, which is interesting, but lovely song. Just very easy to listen to. And next was Golden by Corey Wong featuring Cody Fry. I actually forget what band Cody Fry sings with, or maybe he's a solo artist. I don't know much about him, but I know that Corey Wong is an incredible guitarist, incredible songwriter, and that album is fantastic. It came out, it says 2019, but I'm pretty sure it was this year. I think it was like a couple months ago.
But Corey Wong plays with another band, right?
Wolfpack, yeah. I always thought he was a member of Wolfpack, but apparently he's not technically a member. He's just a guest artist that plays with them every show.
Very cool.
Is on every album. But incredibly talented. And next was the Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey, live at Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, New York, from July 4th, 1989. So
a great year. I remember it well.
I loved 89.
89.
The summer of 89.
Of 89.
It was the best one. The best summer. Yeah, that's later years of the Dead and of Jerry's life. And it shows in his voice. It's a little shakier, but it's still the same, you know, same Grateful Dead that I know and love. And I know that Addie
is
a huge
Grateful Dead.
Deadhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a hot, another heated topic. Amongst the friend group. Mostly just everyone against me. But your dad is
my
a huge
dad.
Deadhead.
Mm-hmm.
As most dads are.
Well,
and
my
should
sister
be.
Agrees with me. So we...
Well, we'll actually talk to your sister.
And, yeah.
Well, we can do that right now. So we are lucky enough to be joined by Addie's sister, Maddie.
Yeah.
And she is on line one. So, hey, Maddie, how's it going? You're on air.
Oh. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Mad.
Hi, Sid.
So, my sister is calling from Nashville, Tennessee, where she lives and goes to school out there. What's it like in Nashville today, man?
You know, this morning we woke up and it was a glorious sunny day, but it's starting to get a bit gloomy. Mm. And I think we have, like, a
week
of rain coming.
Oh, man. So that's good. Yeah. The rains in Tennessee.
Yeah. You know what they say.
Well, I don't know how much you've been listening, Mad, but we were talking about Grateful Dead, and Marshall said that I should like the Grateful Dead in the past, and I said that I can't, because, as you know, Dad used to play it nonstop. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
He would wake us up with it at, like, ungodly hours in the morning.
That sounds ideal to me. I think the key is easing into it.
Yeah, true. And I think because it was pushed upon us.
Right.
Go for it, man.
I was just going to say, on occasion, it would be like Jimi Hendrix or Led Zeppelin, which is like really not ideal.
Like the best way to wake up to me.
No, right.
To be honest.
Yeah. But we had some awesome memories from our childhood, man. And I was thinking about, because today it's 70 degrees outside, and I was thinking about some good memories from growing up, and I wondered if there's anything that you can think about, maybe from the summertime or anything. It can be funny or not. I know I gave you a lot to work with.
Yeah, I was driving, so I have to think about that one. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of a funny story from our childhood. Well, I feel like one of our funny, what we would do is we would do, like, scavenger hunts and, like, obstacle courses. Do you remember those?
Of course.
And, like, do you remember one time we were, like, having a water fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
With our classic Super Soakers. And then we, like, left the Super Soakers for a little bit, probably ran inside to get, like, some lemonade or something. And we came back, and they were, like, covered in ants.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And you, like, freaked out and ran away?
I don't like ants. And
who does?
No, right.
Does?
Marshall, did you used to play with Super Soakers growing up? Yeah.
I had this one where you like, you could use like a normal, it's like a normal squirt gun, but if you like pump it for 10 minutes,
it's
it has
hard.
This like
yep.
giant, like mega blast thing on
a
the top.
A mega Super Soaker.
A mega Super
Soaker.
So you'd like, all right, I have a water gun, but then you'd find the kid you really hate and you hit him with the giant. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's minds were blown. Love Super Soakers.
Oh, man. Well, good memories, Mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely. Yeah. So, I tend not to have a theme of the show generally, but the overarching theme is that Hand-Me-Down Tunes, if Addie didn't mention the name of the show was Hand-Me-Down Tunes, and inspiration for that, it's actually a name of a Avett Brothers tune song, but also a lot of the music I listen to is passed down from my dad. Probably half the music I listen to is stuff that my dad showed me, and stuff my brother showed me and friends, so it's always an honor to have a family member of a friend join the show. So I'd love to talk about some of the music that you guys, you know, listen share together, or you know, talk about the song we just heard, which is a request from Maddie, the new Dixie Chicks song, which I love. I haven't listened to it a ton, but from what I've heard, I love it.
Yeah. Matt, what do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think that was one of the reasons why I was thinking of Dixie Chicks, is that it was, like, definitely a mainstay in our house growing up. Like, we didn't really listen to country music all that much, but Dixie Chicks, we listen to, like, pretty much nonstop.
It's Martina McBride.
Martina McBride, like, all these, like, power women.
Yeah.
And, like, we come from a family of, like, a lot of women. So I think that the fact that, like, this new song is also kind of a power ballad from a strong group of women, and I'm just, like, so stoked for their new album. Addie, you and I haven't talked about it too much.
No, we haven't. It's a perfect opportunity. It's pretty great.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I'm just excited that the Dixie Chicks are back in a big way, because I feel like I've been listening to their, you know, three albums over and over again pretty much every summer since I was growing up. Yeah. So
it's been years since the last one, right?
Yep.
Like, did I think you're 14 years?
2005?
Yeah, 2005.
Wow.
Because it was during Bush, right?
I think that song came out after. That was just, like, a single that was released.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of country that was allowed to be played in our house, but because the Dixie Chicks had certain ideas about good and bad that we were allowed to listen to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think we also listened to, like, a lot of Motown from Dad and a lot of, like, jazz, honestly. Like, we used to listen to Nat King Cole. Our parents' song is a Nat King Cole song.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Nora Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like it's a good transition into our next song, which is another group of
high-powered women.
High-powered women, called the High Women. I'm a huge, huge Brandi Carlile fan, but I don't entirely know the story behind why this group of women came together.
Matt knows really well.
I would love to hear the story, if you would like to share.
Yeah. So the High Women it's a play on words of the High Men. Which was like, oh God, I don't even know who was in it. Highway to Men. It was like an American country music group with, like, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and two other guys, and all their songs were, like, classic men songs of, like, shooting things and stealing things and, like, that kind of thing. And so this was kind of like their response, where obviously it's for men, for women. And their first song, the title track, The Highway Women, each verse is about, like, a different struggle that women have gone through. So, like, there's one about a freedom rider. There's one about the Salem witch trials. There's one about, like, an immigrant woman crossing the border with her child. And there's just a lot of really awesome tracks on it. Another one I really love, which I didn't request, but it's called If She Ever Lives, Leave Me. And it's a country love song. But then, like, throughout the course of the song, you realize it's actually, like, a lesbian country love song, which is just, like, so awesome, I think.
Yeah. The ballads and the lyrics are super accessible and, like, super universal, which is what's so cool to hear from, like, an only women group.
Yeah. You show me the If She Leaves Me song. Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious, but also...
Yeah. It's super
really,
cool.
A really cool song as well.
And you don't see it coming.
No, absolutely
which is
not.
What's cool.
Yeah, that was a fun one. So, Brandi Carlile, I know, is
gay
and has a wife but they adopted a kid, I think.
I don't know about
the
family.
They do have a kid. She wrote a beautiful song about the kid
on the
called,
album
I think it's just called Mother.
It's like something. It's like the eye. It's like your
only child.
Only child. You'll be my only. That kind of a thing.
There might be a few about the daughter. But anyway, all beautiful songs. Oh, I lost the list, but it was like Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, Willie Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson.
Waylon Jennings, I think.
Yeah. Was the original Highwaymen.
Highwaymen.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll go right into it. So I think we're going to play the title track called Highwaymen off of... Yeah, I think the album's also called Highwaymen,
yeah.
And the group is Highwaymen. Yep. So thanks so much for joining the show, Maddie. It was great to hear from you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Love you.
Also, listening to your show. Love you more. Have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Awesome. You too.
Say hi to Nashville.
Will do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So this is Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman and a mother from my youth. For my children, I did what I had to do. My family left Honduras when they killed the Sandinistas. We followed a coyote through the dust of Mexico. Every one of them except for me survived, and I am still alive. I was a healer, I was gifted as a girl. Upon the world, someone saw me sleeping naked in the noon sun. I heard a witchcraft in the whispers, and I knew my time had come. The bastards hung me at the Salem gallows hill, but I am living still.
I was a freedom rider when we thought the South had won. Virginia in the spring of 61. I sat down on the Greyhound that was bound for Mississippi. My mother asked me if that ride was worth my life. And when the shots rang out, I never heard the sound, but I am still around.
Now take that ride again and again and again.
I was a preacher, my heart broke for all the world. But teaching was righteous for a girl. In the summer I was baptized in the mighty Colorado. In the winter I heard the hounds and I knew I had been found. And in my Savior's name I laid my weapons down, but I am still around.
We're the highwaymen, we sing a story still untold. We carry the sons you can only hold. We are the daughters of the silent generations. You send our hearts to die alone in foreign nations. They may return to us as tiny drops of rain, but we will still remain. And we'll come back again and again and again and again and again. We'll come back again.
Like water, heart like hunger, and like mind fuel, heart like thunder. Earth starts with why it won. Now we're in daylight. I keep you crazy while you keep me upright. And we were not surprised to find each other's eyes responding to the moment. All chasing after what we both wanted. Dive uncharted waters. Tomorrow's a whispered promise until you cue me with goodbye. And you keep saying, yeah, don't be nervous. There's
gone back away. But is this only your decision till you change your mind? This love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward. This love keeps pulling me downward, pulling me downward. Call me side bet, lucky rare bet. I can see what's good means, so you can call me prophet. We fight every morning, you kiss like a wound out. I'll retreat to memories of when I adored you, when we were not supposed to find each other's eyes responded.